We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
He is mad. He is crazy. Some say he never had any marbles at birth. Or maybe he's onto something. It's the Queery Cast with Larry Queery Rai. It's not fearless, just real talk. And now, here's your host.
Hi, hi, hello, and hey, hey, and welcome to this week's episode of The Queery Cast. The name is Larry, and it's yet another dramatic week of all sorts of things happening. The second part, I'll be giving updates from the Cricket World Cup qualifier that's happening in Zimbabwe. And then also, a little bit later, I will be talking about the 10 things you can do to make sure that your girlfriend's friends like you. Probably some of them apply to a situation where you're a woman who's dating a guy. So how to get them to like you. But starting off this week's show, I'm not going to talk about Nelson Chamisa and his blue train. I'm not going to talk about Robert Mugabe and the new party he's been linked to. Because let's face it, it's weird. Okay, look, I'm going to tell you one thing. I was talking to a journalist from the United Arab Emirates today, and he was like, you know, I've just noticed everywhere I go, because he's of British origin, right? He says, everywhere I go, I always see all these messages about politicians. I realize we discuss politicians way too much. So no, we're not going to talk about those things. No, they're big to you, but we need to talk about other things. And among those other things, I'm going to talk about Zimbabwe football fixtures are out. That's a thing that just happened this week and just disappeared under the radar. And I'm hearing that the Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation or company, whatever they're called, they're going to be showing football matches this year. So they're not going to be on satellite TV anymore. They're on ZPC. I'm also finding out the hard to find outlets. If you've tried going around Harare to try and find, you've got visitors from other countries. Other than places to drink, is there anywhere else that people go to? Everywhere I go is a place that people go to drink. Does this mean we're a country of drunkards and so forth? Because when you really think about it in the evenings, what do you do on a Tuesday or Wednesday evening? What do people get up to? I mean, maybe you can send me information about this at the end of the show, but what do people get up to in the evenings? Other than yoga, don't call me to your yoga class or whatever it is. No, thank you. What else? But then begs the question, is drinking becoming a problem in Zimbabwe? Is it just the default thing to do? Also, let's talk about Tuku Backstage. Shepard Mutamba has brought out the second edition of a book that he dropped and a couple of years ago. What is it, 2013, 2014 or something? Or maybe 2015, I don't know, one of those 3 years. He brought out a book about Oliver Mtukudzi. Wasn't very popular with Mtukudzi or his fans, because they felt that it was a blatant attack on the old man. So he's brought up a new updated version with new chapters, and he says he's taken cognizance some of the things he'd been critical about, the superstar about, like his relationship with his daughters. So yeah. And finally, did you see that thing about Andy Murizo? Yeah, he's talking about leaving a military touch movement because he believes Ja Preza is selfish. I don't know. For me, it's a very weird situation because, let's face it, if you get to work with a superstar, trust me, if I got to work with Jay-Z, I'm not thinking Jay-Z as getting out of his way to make my shit work. I'm just going to use Jay-Z's name to get my stuff done. And I don't know, it's a Zimbabwean thing. Like, when you get to somebody must help you to do stuff. I figure if I'm working with Ja Preza and I walk, I'm going to have meetings. If I'm a singer, I'm going to have meetings in Zambia, and anyone can listen, go to any doors that he's opened and just go there and say, hey, I work with Ja Preza. I don't know. Maybe we're wired different that way.
You can listen to the Criticast for free on iTunes or Iono FM. And don't forget to subscribe to the Criticast with Larry Quirirai. It's not fearless, just real talk.
So, just to give you an update on the cricket that's happening right now, Zimbabwe is hosting nine other teams. The West Indies is like a whole bunch of countries. So it's hosting nine other teams in what is a tournament to try to qualify for the World Cup, right? And Zimbabwe is doing quite well. Shockingly for a lot of people, Zimbabwe is doing quite well. They've won their first two matches. They won the first one quite emphatically against Nepal by like a lot of runs, like hundreds of them or something. I can't remember. Then there was a close one against the nemesis, that is Afghanistan. Now, incidentally, Afghanistan have lost both of their matches. And that should be troubling for them, because really, they've gone into this tournament as the red-hot favorites, right? Everybody's like, oh, is this going to be for Afghanistan to win? And everybody else is just here just to attend the competition. So it's going to be Afghanistan and the West Indies, really, or the Windies, as they're called right now. But it looks like it might be a bit different. Zimbabwe are doing very well in cricket. So follow that. That's happening at Harare Sports Club, Queen's Sports Club, Bulawayo Athletic Club, and Old Hararians. Just to give you also an update on teams that are doing well, Scotland is doing very, very well. They won their first two matches. And Ireland is also doing very well. The Windies, by the time of me releasing this podcast, had only played one match. And won it quite emphatically with the world universal boss, Chris Gayle, having been able to score a century in no time. And becoming the third batsman to be able to score centuries against 11 different countries. So, yeah, pretty exciting for him. But I also want to hasten to say that I've been disappointed by the coverage of the cricket across the country. And this is like an international event for us. I don't know when next we're going to be able to host such an event. And I've got to applaud Zimbabwe cricket, not just because I'm involved in the running of the tournament, but also because in 3 months since they got awarded the right to host the tournament, they've been able to put a tournament together. And most countries get like 2 years to put one together. So congratulations to Zimbabwe for doing this. But I mean, if you're out there, matches are free to watch. Go and watch them. Those different places that you can watch the matches. Just go out and watch the matches. It's a good day out. Go and spend it with your friends, family, and sort of thing. And I implore you, just go there. Let's make it as an international event. If you're not out, just adopt a country. You know, this is a thing you can do. Just adopt a country and then keep it moving. I don't know. So just do it. Go online. Go to Three Men on a Boat. 3mom.com or @3menonaboat to find out the schedule for the cricket matches. It's Larry. You listen to the Criticast. So, in the final segment of the Criticast, which is always the relationship segment, I'm going to share some tips on how, well, let's put it, to put it mildly, how to be in good books with your partner's friends. Yeah. How to make your girlfriend's friends like you. Now, as I said a little bit earlier, it can be used for different sexes. But in this instance, I'm going to, you know, if you're going to be my lover, you're going to be my friends type of thing. And type of situation. She might be a Spice Girl. You never know. Well, the Spice Girls are done, so maybe not the sort of person to use, but you get my point. First thing, find common ground. Make an effort to find what mutually interests both you and her girls or her friends, whatever it is. Maybe your girlfriend's roommate is the same favorite band as you, so, you know, find the common ground and be genuinely interested in what they're up to. The word is be interested. Don't pretend. A woman will see through your charade in seconds. If you're truly interested in her, she'll know and she'll love you for it. Sex, also respect their space. When you're spending the night at your girlfriend's place, for example, Remember that friends live differently than boys do. So there's certain things that are just not okay. Now, if you go to the house, leaving the seat up, coating the sink with shade, facial hair, for example, scratching your testicles in front of themselves. Don't do that. Be nice to her friends, even when your girlfriend's not there. So don't be like all cold and everything because she's not around. And also, if you spot them somewhere, stop and say hi, okay? And if you can, hang out without your girlfriend. Even if it's awkward at first, if you want to make friends, you've got to put in the hours. And then also establish inside jokes. Have certain jokes that's got an immediate connection. It gives you something to talk about the next time you hang out, yeah? And also do them a favor. Whether they need a ride, whether they need you to pick something for them, whether they you know, whatever it is, jump at a chance to make life easier for them. Also, give them their space. While you want to be friends or friendly with your girlfriend's friends and so forth, you got to give them the time. But I'm going to give you the most important one. Respect your girlfriend. No matter what, always respect your girlfriend. Listen to her. Be kind to her. Don't be afraid to be a little PDA in public. When the roomies are chatting, or wherever she's with her, you know, whatever it is, they're going to be your cheerleaders when times go tough with your girlfriend. But if they see that you and her look cute together, they're not going to gang up against you and be like, oh, he's a terrible guy. And, you know, at the end of the day, her friends will appreciate a guy who appreciates their friend. So if they see you treating her well, they will appreciate you for who you are. So that's an important part. But also know the boundaries that make your girlfriend feel safe, not feel jealous and stuff like that. Because a lot of the times you think you're being friendly, you think you're being nice, you think you're being, you know, all sorts of, oh yeah. But in reality, you might be overstepping certain boundaries. Now, having said that, do not feel compelled. Okay, don't feel compelled to be their friends. So sometimes, you know, some people think just because it's my girlfriend, then I've got to be friends. So sometimes even I put a question out on social media this past week where I say, hey, do you have to be friends with your girlfriend's opposite sex friends, for example? And the way I see it is to say, you know what, be civil to each other. And while you can do those other things that talk about, I think sometimes I'm of the opinion that if it happens naturally, then it should happen. I mean, making an effort to get it to happen just kind of feels like you're trying a bit too much. And if you're trying a bit too much, then people wonder why you're trying. And maybe they just think, maybe it's a situation where, let's give, for example, you go and try to be friends with this guy, and he's been trying to hook up with a girl and just didn't have the testicles to ask her out. And now you make friends with a guy and he knows he's shafting you to his dream girl. Maybe then the next thing is giving you advice that messes up the relationship. You never know. But at the same time, you know, I always say don't think the worst of people. Try to think the best of them all the time. But I mean, I don't know about you, but if what happens if you find out that there's one friend, for example, who maybe even recently was sexually involved with your girlfriend. Like, they never dated. So the question becomes, do they sometimes hook up? Do they have that pitfall? And when you mess up at some point in time, is she going to run to that person from time to time? I don't know. There's all sorts of questions that need to be asked. All sorts of questions. Yeah, with that, I say thank you very much for joining me on this week's episode of The Quickcast. I say take care of yourself and the people that you love. Catch me on ZFM Stereo every Monday between 7:30 and 8:30 on the platform. Also, yeah, just to get in touch with me, it's larry@3-mob.com. Remember, this is a Three Men on a Boat production. Yeah, that's what we do. It's a whole production company we have going now. It's publishing. And at the end of the show, I'm going to get a body to come back and tell you where you can listen to the podcast over and over again. But other than that, that's it for this week's show. Get in touch with me also on Twitter @QuiriRai, on Facebook, Larry QuiriRai, and it's getting big on LinkedIn at the moment. So it's a thing. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, as I say, take care of yourself, for the people that you love. And as I saw, always say on radio, I see Lucia Sebenza. And today I'm going to read the poetry of a man by the name of Tupac Amaru Shakur in a song called Uchad. It says, and this is taken into cognizance that it's International Women's Day. He says, and since we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and our game from a woman, I wonder why we take from our women, why we rape our women. Do we hate our women? I think it's time to kill for our women, time to heal our women, to be real to our women. And if you don't, we'll have a race of babies that will hate the ladies and that make the babies. And since a man can't make one, he has no right to tell a woman when and where to create one. It's been Larry. It's been The Criticast. Take care of yourself.
You can listen to The Criticast for free on iTunes or Iono FM. And don't forget to subscribe to The Criticast with Larry Quiridai. It's not fearless, just real talk.